In the Warren County Radio Bible School today, we're going to go back and reread the beginning of the paragraph where we left off in our last class. So you may know the direction this particular lesson is going. It is a temperance lesson about obedience to law. It was written by E.A. Elam for the Sunday Schools of September 19, 1926. And as the class came to a close, we were reading this paragraph under the heading of Blessings Conditional. The very act of adding anything or taking anything from the Word of God is disobedience. But it is more. It is the greatest sin man can commit against God because it is presumptuous sin. It is rebellion. The exaltation of man's wisdom above God's wisdom, adding some things to or taking some things away from the Word of God, is the mystery of lawlessness mentioned by Paul, and which developed into the man of sin, or the lawless one described in 2 Thessalonians 2, verses 1 through 12. Any man who presumes to add to or take from the Word of God in the New Testament, the gospel of Christ, the church of God, in the work, in the worship, in the pure Christian life of that church, is, to say the least of it, the beginning of the exaltation of oneself against all that is called God or that is worshipped, and to set oneself forth as God. It is true, because the man or body of men that would add anything to or take anything from the Word of God declares in that act that human wisdom considers that God has not said enough or has said too much, and in either case has made a failure to govern or guide or right the human race. We're going to continue to read from Elam's notes in just a moment. The Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. All are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. Now let's continue to read from Elam's notes. And we're going to read this text from 2 John in verse 9. Whosoever goeth onward and abideth not in the teachings of Christ hath not God. He that abideth in the teaching, the same hath both the Father and the Son. 2 John 9. To abide in the teachings of Christ is to be satisfied and contented with that teaching, and to continue steadfastly to practice it. To do this is to have God, Christ, and the Holy Spirit. To go beyond this, beyond the things that are written, 1 Corinthians 4:6. To be restless, not satisfied with Christ's teachings, and a desire to try to teach more than God is revealed through Christ, is not to have God. It is to leave the church, the Holy Spirit, Christ, and God behind. On what does the man who attempts to do this stand except upon his own speculations and wisdom? In Galatians 1, verses 8 and 9, we read, But though we or an angel from heaven should preach unto you any gospel other than that which we have preached unto you, let him be anathema. As we have said before, so say I now again, if any man preacheth unto you any gospel other than that which ye have received, let him be anathema. Paul, with his learning, culture, and wide experience, determined to know nothing save Jesus Christ and Him crucified, and his preaching was not with excellency of speech or of wisdom or in persuasive words of wisdom, And yet it was not ineffective, but it demonstration of the Spirit and the power. All this was to the effect that the faith of his hearers should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. 1 Corinthians 2:1-5. The gospel is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. 1:16. Paul preached not himself, but Christ Jesus as Lord, and himself a servant, that is, a bond servant, for Jehovah's sake. 2 Corinthians 4:5. Paul did not shrink from preaching the whole counsel of God. He preached all the will of God, because it was God's will for him to do that. But he preached nothing more. Timothy was solemnly charged before God in the name of Christ and in view of the judgment to preach the word. He and Titus were also charged to avoid untaught questions, or all questions not embraced in the gospel. Every man is forbidden to speak anything but the oracles of God. 1 Peter 4:11. We read in Revelation 22:18-19. I testify to every man that heareth the words of the prophecy of this book. If any man shall add to them, God shall add to him the plagues that are written in this book. And if any man shall take away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part from the tree of life and out of the holy city, which are written in this book. Revelation 22:18-19. We read in the Sermon on the Mount that not every one that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father who is in heaven. There are many such passages, and our texts show that if we will do God's will, blessings will follow. That's why he said in Leviticus 26:3-5, if you walk in my statutes and keep my commandments and do them, then I will give you rains in their season, and the land shall yield its increase, and the trees of the field shall yield their fruit. And your threshing shall reach into the vintage, and the vintage shall reach into the sowing time, and you shall eat your bread to the full and dwell in your land safely. At no time has God ever broken any promise or covenant he has made to any person or nation when that person or nation complied with the conditions of the promise or covenant. He is faithful and just to fulfill his promises. Men do not receive the blessings of God because they fail to comply with the conditions on which the blessings are based. But should the Israelites walk in God's statutes and keep his commandments to do them, then God said he would send rains in their seasons, and the land would yield its increase. The trees in the fields their fruit, and the threshing should reach to the vintage, and the vintage into the sowing time. They should eat bread to the full and dwell safely in their land, that is, in the land of promise, which they should inherit. The harvest would be so abundant that they would not be through with the threshing before the time to gather grapes and make wine. The vintage. And they would not be through with the vintage before the sowing time. The barley harvest began about the middle of our March. The wheat harvest about the 1st of June. The vintage a few weeks after that. And the sowing in the autumn are in about October. Amos 9:13. Express this as follows. Behold, the days come, saith Jehovah, that the plowman shall overtake the reaper, and the treader of grapes him that soweth seed, and the mountains shall drop sweet wine, and all the hills shall melt. Thus, if the Israelites were faithful to God, they would have no idle time between harvest and vintage, and between vintage and sowing time again. And the blessings would continue. We read in the book of Leviticus, chapter 26, verses 6 through 13, I will give peace in the land, and ye shall lie down, and none shall make you afraid. And I will cause evil beasts to cease out of the land, neither shall the sword go through your land. And ye shall chase your enemies, and they shall fall before you by the sword. And 5 of you shall chase 100, and 100 of you shall chase 10,000, and your enemies shall fall before you by the sword. And I will have respect unto you, and make you fruitful, and multiply you, and will establish my covenant with you. And ye shall eat old store long kept, and ye shall bring forth the old because of the new. And I will set my tabernacle among you, and my soul shall not abhor you. And I will walk among you, and I will be your God, and ye shall be my people. I am Jehovah your God, who brought you forth out of the land of Egypt, that ye should not be in their bondmen. And I have broken the bars of your yoke, and made you upright. In these verses, Leviticus 26, verses 6 through 13, the promises of these blessings are conditional. Prosperity and plenty, safety from wild beasts and enemies, victory and peace, and the tabernacle of God in their midst. How beautiful and wonderful the promise. And I will set my tabernacle among you, and my soul shall not abhor you. And I will walk among you, and I will be your God, and ye shall be my people. This promise was made not only to Israel of old, but to the Israel of God today, and has been fulfilled in Christ. I want to read 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verses 14 through 18, and pay particular attention to verse 16. 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 14, your abundance being a supply at this present time for their want, and their abundance may also become a supply for your want, that there may be equity, as it is written, he that gathereth much had nothing over, and he that gathereth little had no lack. Now here's verse 16. But thanks be to God, who putteth the same earnest care for you into the heart of Titus, for he accepted indeed of our exhortation, but being himself very earnest, he went forth unto you of his own accord, and we have set together with him the brother whose praises in the gospel is spread throughout all of the churches. Now let's go to Leviticus chapter 26, verses 14 through 20. But if you will not hearken unto me, and will not do all these commandments, and if you shall reject my statutes, and if your soul shall abhor my ordinances, so that you will not do all my commandments, but break my covenant, I also will do this unto you. I will appoint terror over you, even consumption and fever, that shall consume the eyes and make the soul pine away, and ye shall sow your seed in vain, for your enemy shall eat it. And I will set my face against you, and ye shall be smitten before your enemies. They that hate you shall rule over you, and ye shall flee when none pursueth you. And if ye will not yet for these things hearken unto me, then I will chastise you 7 times more for your sins, and I will break the pride of your power, and I will make your heaven as iron, and your earth as brass, and your strength shall be spent in vain, for your land shall not yield its increase, neither shall the trees of the land yield their fruit. So there's blessings that come to the Lord that come of obedience, and there are curses that comes from disobedience. And by this example we see in Israel, we ought to learn that we need to obey God and keep His commandments. We'll look at the notes in our next class.